ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 2, entitled Maharaj Nimi Meets the Nine Yogendras. And today's text, number 5. Bhutanam Devacharitam Bhutanam Devacharitam Dukhaya cha sukhaya cha dukhaya cha sukhaya cha sukhaiva hi sadhunam sukhaiva hi sadhunam tvadrisham achyuta atmanam Tvadrisham Achyutatmanam Bhutanam Deva Charitam Dukhaya Cha Sukhaya Cha Sukhaiva Hi Sadhunam Tvadrisham Achyutatmanam Bhutanam Deva Charitam Dukhaya Cha Sukhaya Cha Sukhaiva Hi Sadhunam Tvadrisham Achyutatmanam. Please chant others.
Radhe Shyam 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 Sh
word by word, Bhutanam, of the living beings, Devacharitam, the activities of demigods, Dukhaya, result in the misery, Cha, also, Shukhaya, in happiness, Cha, as well, Shukhaya, in happiness, Eva, only, He, indeed, Sadhunam, that of saints, Twadrisham, like you, Achyuta, the infallible Supreme Lord, Atmanam, who have accepted as their very soul. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Vaicharya Aravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai and His followers. The activities of demigods leads to both misery and happiness for living beings. But the activities of great saints like you, who have accepted the infallible Lord as their very soul, result only in the happiness of all beings. Please repeat. The activities of demigods lead to both misery and happiness for living beings. But the activities of great saints like you, who have accepted the infallible Lord as their very soul, result only in the happiness of all beings. Purport. This verse clearly states that the pure devotees of the Lord, such as Narad Muni, are saintly persons, to be considered superior even to the demigods, the living beings empowered by the Supreme Lord to administer the entire universe. In the Bhagavad Gita 3.1.2, it is stated, Ishtan bhogan hid bodeva, dashyante yagya bhavita, tair dattan apradaibho, yo bhungte stena evasha. The demigods in charge of various necessities of life, being satisfied by the performance of yagya, sacrifice, supply all necessities to man. But one who enjoys these gifts without offering them in return to the demigods is certainly a thief. In this connection, Srila Prabhupada has made the following comment regarding the demigods. The demigods are empowered administrator of the material affairs. The supply of air, light, water and other blessings for maintaining the body and soul of all living entities are entrusted to the demigods, who are innumerable assistants in the different parts of the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Their pleasure and displeasure depend on the performance of yajnas by the human beings. In other words, by the Lord's arrangement, material prosperity depends upon the satisfaction of the demigods. If the demigods are dissatisfied due to non-performance or improper performance of sacrifice, they are empowered to impose various types of suffering upon human beings. Usually this suffering takes the form of either excessive or insufficient supply of material necessities. For example, sunshine is necessary for life. What if there is excessive heat or insufficient heat from the sun, we suffer. Excessive or insufficient rain is also a cause of suffering. Thus, the demigods bestow their happiness or suffering upon human beings in accordance with the performance of sacrifice. As stated here, however, great saintly persons such as Narad Muni are always merciful to all living beings. Titikshava karunika shurida sarvadehinena ajata shatrava shanta sadhava sadhubhushana. The symptoms of a sadhu are that he is tolerant, merciful and friendly to all living entities. He has no enemies, he is peaceful, he abides by the scriptures and all his characteristics are sublime. Bhagavatam 3.25.21. Srila Prabhupada in his commentary on this verse has portrayed the sadhu as follows. A sadhu, as described above, is a devotee of the Lord. His concern, therefore, is to enlighten people in devotional service to the Lord. That is His mercy. He knows that without devotional service to the Lord, human life is spoiled. A devotee travels all over the country, door to door, preaching. Be Krishna conscious. Be a devotee of Lord Krishna. Don't spoil your life in simply fulfilling your animal propensities. Human life is meant for self-realization or Krishna consciousness. These are the preachings of a sadhu. He is not satisfied with his own liberation. He always thinks about others. He is the most compassionate personality toward all the fallen souls. One of his qualifications, therefore, is Karunika, great mercy to the fallen souls. While engaged in preaching work, he has to meet with so many opposing elements, and therefore the sadhu or the devotee of the Lord has to be very tolerant. Someone may ill-treat him because the conditioned souls are not prepared to receive the transcendental knowledge of devotional service. They do not like it. That is their disease. The sadhu has the thankless task of impressing upon them the importance of devotional service. Sometimes devotees are personally attacked with violence. Lord Jesus Christ was crucified. Haridas Thakur was caned in 22 marketplaces, and Lord Chaitanya's principal assistant Nityananda was violently attacked by Jagai and Madai. But still they were tolerant because their mission was to deliver the fallen souls. One of the qualifications of a sadhu is that he is very tolerant and is merciful to all fallen souls. He is merciful because he is a well-wisher of all living entities. He is not only a well-wisher of human society, but a well-wisher of animal society as well. It is said here, Sarva Dehinam, which indicates all living entities who have accepted material bodies. Not only does a human being have a material body, but other living entities, such as cats and dogs, also have material bodies. The devotee of the Lord is very merciful to everyone, the cats, dogs, trees, etc. He treats all living entities in such a way that they can ultimately get salvation from this material entanglement. Sivananda Sen, one of the disciples of Lord Chaitanya, gave liberation to a dog by treating the dog transcendentally. There are many instances where a dog got salvation by association with a sadhu. But a sadhu engages in the highest philanthropic activities for the benediction of all living entities. Although the sadhu is not inimical toward anyone, the world is so ungrateful that even a sadhu has many enemies. What is the difference between an enemy and a friend? It is a difference in behavior. A sadhu behaves with all conditioned souls for their ultimate relief from material entanglement. Therefore, no one can be more friendly than the sadhu in relieving a conditioned soul. A sadhu is calm and he quietly and peacefully follows the principles of scripture, and at the same time he is a devotee of the Lord. One who actually follows the principles of scripture must be a devotee of God, because all the sastras instruct us to obey the orders of the personality of Godhead. Sadhu therefore means a follower of the scriptural injunctions and a devotee of the Lord. All these characteristics are prominent in a devotee. A devotee develops all the good qualities of demigods, whereas a non-devotee, even though academically qualified, has no actual good qualification or good characteristic according to the standard of transcendental realization. Vasudev therefore has used the word sadhu to describe Narad Muni, indicating that the position of devotee of the Lord is superior even to that of the demigods.
So, this is a very nice verse, and Prabhupada very clearly and detailed telling that everybody ultimately has to become a devotee. Who's most beloved is the Lord. And the highest service, when one of the Vaishnavi top is Parvati Devi, she is asking her husband What is the greatest worship? Then he said, Aradhanam Sabhisham Vishnu Aradhanam. And on top of all, Aradhana. Aradhana means worshipping. This is Vishnu's service, Narayana. Then Parvati is thinking, so I am worshipping, serving. Top Vaishnava, that is Shiva, Lord Shiva. He said that Vaishnavana, among the Vaishnava, top is Lord Shiva. Of course, there are exceptional cases, the gopis is too high. Then when Prabhupada was thinking like that, then Lord Shiva could understand. So the devotee, what she is thinking, then he said, my dear Parvati, Devi, tasmat parataram, even greater than serving the Lord, is to serve His devotee. That is why, Prabhupada said, you want to advance, become humble. More humble. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said the same thing. Gopi bhattu. Gopis are the greatest. And among all gopis, Siddhadharani, because his name related to Aradhana, he is the embodiment of pure devotional service. Radha. Radha word come from Aradhana. Aradhana, Radha are related. Nobody can serve like Radha. So that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna Hari is taught, yes, most confidential knowledge is always think of me, serve me, become my devotee, and pay obeisance to me only, and then you will be, definitely I assure you will come back to me. And then give up all duties, just surrender to me, and thereby I will free you from all result of your sinful activity. No, don't get in anxiety. And being think, why only Krishna? So they are not trying to serve nobody. Not complete. So Prabhupada said, the Krishna who was one, he became two, to teach us. One is Radharani, he is Shakti, and one is he, Shaktiman. And teaching how Radharani, very exalted. So again, they become one as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who teaching the same thing. Jare dekho, tare kaho, Krishna upadesh. Hamara kya guru. Everybody become guru and tell what Krishna says. Kishane ki bhojane ki va jagrane. Whether you are awake or sleeping or going to sleep, any state you are, always think of Krishna. Krishna means Krishna's devotee, and devotee means service. This is our life. Not worshipping other devotees. It's salpamaya dosam. Those are the little intelligent. They worship other gods, yeah? And say, demigods. Demigods easily give whatever they ask for, but then again they suffer. What happened to this who worship sun god and got that jewel? Samantak jewel, what happened to him? When Krishna asked, he didn't give. He wanted to become famous. So what happened? But a great devotee, like Maharaj Ambarish, he's a humble, very, and Durvasa Muni, Sannyasi, he's coming with thousands of, 10,000? Great. But he came to harass because he's popped up. Somebody become brahmachari, become sannyasi. Whether stamp or actual, he's not see the actual. That is what is his quality. Has he got the brahmachari quality? Very difficult. Those who are sitting here, if we discuss now here, who has got brahmachari qualities? There are eight. If you are sincere and truthful, it will be very difficult for somebody to say, yes, I am all this eight I am following. Very difficult. Yes or no? Kirtanam is saying that. Swaranam, eight. This thing, I don't want to tell all these things. It will be too high standard, according to. It's very difficult, almost next to impossible. What is people coming to sannyasi? But putting on all these things, yes, maybe easier. That's why sometimes great saint person, he'll say, now I give you this, sannyas, give this, now qualify yourself. Otherwise, he may not say maybe, but we understand, then you'll be in melancholy. Yes or no? Yes! Why don't you say yes? Tell your baby, be truthful. Be honest. If somebody says, Maharaj, you are sannyasi. Well, to run the society, others say, Maharaj, so what? Now you take sannyas. Now you, well, take cannabis. Again, that initiation. I'm scared. You have to deliver all of them. You are taking this guru puja. Can you deliver all of them? You become like Prahlad Maharaj and tell, no, no, you cannot be Prahlad Maharaj's copy. Doesn't matter, I cannot go. I will deliver them. I go to hell. Don't say that. You are not in that level. You cannot be in that level. Maybe hundreds of lives in Spain, you cannot copy Prahlad Maharaj. Try to follow what Prabhupada said. That in the beginning of the movement, Prabhupada said, this, if to become, go back to God, if you have to become a pure Vaishnava. And the Vaishnava, as you more and more surrender, whether griha thako or bane thako, whether you are brahmachari, whether you are grihastha, that is not important. Whether you are sannyasi, this means your heart. You become a pure Vaishnava, even grihasthas, they are in the Mahajan, Brahma, Shiva, then Manu, Kapila, not Kapila, is not here. Sorry. Again, Sukadeva, they are, that is not important. Before leaving, Prabhupada is saying, from our physical vision, institute, varnashram, dharma. What does it mean? Everybody has got a character, has got a propensity, inclination, nature. Nature. Habit is the second nature. It's very, very difficult to give up our habits, no? Very difficult. So Prabhupada said, one day Prabhupada was reading, I think, Bhagavad Gita, Devi Sampad and Asurik Sampad. That means, Vishnu Bhakta Bhavet Daiva. If somebody is really Vishnu Bhakta, he will develop all the good qualities, gradually, gradually, for the demigods. He will develop, doesn't matter. For Sthanesthita, where he is situated, what is born or ashram, that doesn't matter. To run a society, huge, make millions of people Bhakta, is necessary to have an institution, an institute, and help preaching one. But ultimately, everybody has to become, goal should be pure devotee, like Prabhupada. Whether he can or not, little bit at least, qualitatively. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has got many, like that, Sambhavi maybe. King Pratap Rudra, Sambhavi menial, Khola Vacha, he's selling banana leaves, cups, all these. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, others want to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu go to see him. Why? He's a great devotee. So these things are all external. So brahmachari, so Prabhupada first said, become Brahmin. That means, no, I am not this body. Not theoretical. You should realize. And your action will tell. But I had the Brahmin, that the head of the society, material society, at present Prabhupada said, I want to make a good number of Brahmins as a teacher. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to teach Shastra. Everybody has to follow Sadhu, Shastra, Guru. Then Prabhupada gives scripture. He says, read my books first. It will take your whole life to digest it. Don't read other books. Then you'll misunderstand me. Which happened and the result we saw. I don't want to tell all this past thing. Rather, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, live in the present moment and become Krishna conscious. In fact, your future is bright and great. Let us forget past bitter, dark, shady experiences. Let it be buried. Let future be also sleeping, because I don't know what we have in future and fate. Live in the present moment, make Krishna become. Make the best use of your whatever you have got. So you see many examples here Prabhupada gave how that Mrigari, he was a Mriga Ori. Mriga means animal. And Ori means enemy. So Mrigari, what he used to do is still you can go now where Narada Muni was walking. There's forest, still not exactly a type of forest, but no ferocious animal, but still there. You go, prayer, and walk. I went a few times in Kumbh Mela time. Prabhupada also went to Kumbh Mela, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Though it is not our business to go to Kumbh Mela to take bath. This is like animal. But we are after preaching. After preaching. So Prabhupada used to preach, going there to Kumbh Mela. Millions. Going there, what is for? How to kill animal. Rabbits, deer, and when they are flapping in agony, and pain extreme, he used to enjoy. And Nahadmuni then enlightened him. Went forward, stopped so that all animals run away. Because the real saint Vaishnava is paro dukkhe dukkhi. He feels for others. Brahma feels for this Indra who became a hog. But he thinks, I am happy. Look, I have got a chavi body, I am every day eating nice food stuff. Early in the morning, go to the field, hot khichdi. Why? Because in the mode of ignorance, that is his happiness. That is why I am going to McDonald's. Next time to become maybe tiger or a bear, something a lion. That is ignorance, his condition. So one is liberated, so to have Prabhupada, he wants to feel for that. So he came here to deliver us. We are rotting in material existence. So Milgari's case also like that. Nahadmuni feel. That is Prahlad Maharaj, same thing. Prahlad Maharaj said, my dear Lord, I don't want to alone how to go back to God. First, that is Babaji case. The many sometimes jump from the ISKCON boat and go to others and become Babaji. I don't want to say anything. I don't want to offend. Please don't mind. Baba said, don't leave ISKCON under any circumstance. Tolerate. I cannot tolerate. Still tolerate. Difficult. Still tolerate. Very difficult. Still tolerate. Impossible. Still tolerate. Tinadopi sunichena. Taru viva sahishnana. This requires saintly qualities. Yes? We have to face so many situations, sometimes polarity, I remember. Difficult. But high wave comes, big elephant, lion try to cross upstream, carried away by the strong current. A little insect, like deep, high wave comes, he said, gone. How many are there? Here, I can say, out of now 50 years past, is gone, how many? Very difficult. Who can tell I am free from all these things, material attraction, lusty desire? So Prabhupada was reading Bhagavad Gita, the divine characteristic and demoniac characteristic. So one devotee said, Prabhupada, I find many of us, doesn't matter, in big position also, we understand. Big devotee. What? These qualities are there, you say, demoniac quality. Dambho, darpo, obhimanascha. Very proud, very arrogant, envious. Also ignorance. Very, too much ego, false ego. Prabhupada said, if you are really devotee, when you are practicing, this should all gradually go disappear. Oh, I see. Then you are qualified, go back to Godhead. Everybody has to be qualified. Everybody has to be a Brahmin. Ultimately, higher than Brahmin. Brahmin means he controls his mind, he is peaceful. Brahma Bhuta, Prasannatma, he is Prasanna. A devotee, you see, devotee first qualification, every symptom pure devotee is doing is there, that he is klesho, meaning he is free from other miseries, given by other living entities or mental, come all from the demigod. That is why one, a father in a plane asks, going, and suddenly say, I want to talk to you, Prabhupada. Say, yes, come. I see wherever I go throughout the world, your ISKCON boys and girls chanting that they, what is bright face, bright face. Go outside, see your friend, you see, standing in front of mirror. He'll find, had you not been in Krishna consciousness, you'd have been like him, dark eyes, morose, in anxiety. Why? nonsense. Because we strictly follow what Krishna is saying, what is in the scripture, not different from Narayana or Vishnu. That is good. Not by make our own Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Nitai Guru Radhishyam. No. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Hare Krishna Hare Ram Sri Radhe. This is all apasampada. Shruti Shruti Puranadi. Pancharatya Vidhivina. You have to show the way you talk, eat, behave, you according to scripture. That is called Brahman. He follows the scripture and realizes it. He is peaceful, Brahma Bhuta Prasanna. He is peaceful. Samo, Dhamo, control his senses. Of course, outside, he is doing so much nice, singing nicely, staying in Radha Kund, singing nicely, and very renounced, nothing hearing, only little inner something, and maybe little piece of cloth. And eating rice dal, nothing. But he is not thinking how to deliver others. Oh, but first met them. They say, you don't have to go for fulfill the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's not necessary. That Lord will see. Oh, but his name. And after leaving home, again he is making. You see, after chanting, chanting, reading Radha Rasa Sudhanidhi and all big books, Ujjal Nilimani. Then you see afternoon, he is making biri. He is making biri, cigarette, Indian cigarette. Cheap. He said, my Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta, strongly criticized this thing. Simply dressing, for copying Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. That day, just before coming to Toronto, I was talking to one devotee. He also follows one top guy there. And the moment he said, Radhe Radhe, I said, Prabhupada, you are a Brajavasi? You know who is a Brajavasi? Brajavasi means one is doing pure devotional service, performing, he may be any part of the world. That is Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's Brajavasi. He is not taking bath in Radha Kund, you think. You think this is not different from Radharani? Are you seeing Radharani? This is Radharani's mood, taking bath in Radharani. Radha Kund, you are not staying in Radha Kund, you are staying in Samadhar Kund. I do not have to mention name. You may know. It's called Narakunda. It's called Narakunda. And become monkey, this, that. Those who try to do devotional service at the same time without the knowledge of others, doing all nonsense in the Dham. Oh, I say, better ask Guru, can you stay in the Dham? No, can you not? He will tell you, take for a short time, be careful, don't commit a fact. Otherwise, see what you will become. Radha is very strict. Better go to Jagannath Puri, it's less. And Mayapur, less. Now Mayapur increasing number of devotees. Puri Puri is, oh, increasing. They all should come to Mayapur. Whole world should come to Mayapur. And simply doing parikrama, whole world will be liberated from material contamination. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you say that. So Migari later on, after Narada Muni enlightened him, he gave up. He doesn't know how to, how will earn his living, where will get my food. Don't worry, I will send him. Later on, people came to know that that hunter, he became a sadhu. The system is when you go to temple, go to some, by visit, a sadhu India, those who stick, they follow, prudence, they go and bring something. So they came to know, everybody is bringing, and he find, I cannot. My wife and me, is 10 times more than or more. Come, what will do? Distribute prasad. Then his guru came to see, check out how my disciple is changed. Guru means he has to change his character. That is what Prabhupada did. Prabhupada in the beginning knows, I won't tell that. Okay? Because I know, my God brother when he went, my guru Maharaj sent, and they asked, can you make your most respected in your society, Hindu society, Brahmin? Yes, yes. But you have to qualify. You have to give up sinful life. What? The moment he said, what Prabhupada said, the fourth thing, no illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxicant, no meat piece. Impossible! But pure devotee can make impossible to possible. Like Krishna. That is what Prabhupada, when he comes, Prabhupada said, I never said this thing. When they came and chanting Hare Krishna under the tree, that pumpkin square, and that matchless gift there, I simply said, you chant, dance, and take prasad. And think, okay, I've got a higher taste. Bhakti parishanubhav, I've got a higher taste. More of goodness, happiness, going increasing. Anandam buddhi vardhanam. So, Prabhupada said, so you are practicing Krishna, are you all happy? Somebody doubtful. Or doubtful, he can't be happy all the time. Or he's simple at heart. Or say, fine, like a little boy asks, daddy, what is this? Mommy, what is this? They accept. He may not always. Because of association, when you grow up, who was asked, why cannot be simple, innocent, like Prahlad Maharaj? He's standing, demigods, they are not face, listening to them. Oh, fearsome. Demigods, demon all shaking in fear. Nobody can pacify him. Ask him, cool down, my dear Lord. No. Even Brahma, even who stays within the heart of the Lord, Lakshmi Dev, oh, I've never seen this sort of from my husband. Then Brahma said, Lord, could you go and pacify the Lord? And he simply did Dandavat at once. At once his heart melts, Lord. But we don't want to bow down. Dandavat. Maharaj, Hare Krishna, Dandavat Maharaj, I also Dandavat to you. God is saying, how humble we are, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is why he said, Tinadopi Suniche, no? Tadubhuti was same thing. When Devabhuti asking mother to his son and also Lord Kapildev, Devabhuti said, I am a woman, I don't understand who is you. How do I recognize a devotee? Then, sadhu, what he said. Then, Kapildev said, titiksha karunika. Here also there? Titiksha means extremely tolerant. You see the Haridas Thakur. How tolerant that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is dancing, taking him when he wants to leave the body, and he is following that also. The Bhishwadev, the same thing. Kulashekhar, I want to look at your face, beautiful face, take your lotus feet on my chest and say, Krishna, Chaitanya, leave the body. Go back to Chaitanya. So this is our goal. How we do? We have to practice. We practice. Overnight we cannot change our character. Overnight we cannot change. It's a gradual process. When Madhavendra, Raghunath Das Goswami wanted to become like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's follower. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, don't be crazy. Overnight, don't become a renounced person like that. You come from one of the richest family in Bengal. You have got the most beautiful wife, like an apsara, like a demigod. So, you do your duty, but at heart, pray to Krishna, I want to. Sthir hoya ghare jao, it is cool down. Nahau batul, don't be crazy. Krome kome paise bhavasini, it's a gradual process. We just put the mango tree, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can sit at once. Devotees chanting, dancing, they are hungry. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, okay, you are hungry. And at once, they sit, pour bottle water, or not water, I don't know. And it germinated, plant came out, growing, flower came. Mango came, gradually arrived, within a short time. But we cannot expect like that. Putting tilak mala at once, I become Narad Muni and Das Naida. Even Narad Muni took so many life to become like that. Narad Muni. Yes, he served, he heard, and there it is written. How to become a pure devotee. They say, Prabhupada, one teach of us. It doesn't matter, man, woman, gesto. Majaya Bhakti Vinod Thakur Vihastha, so many children, why? But he is considered Samt Goswami by many. Very exalted person. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught them, he taught the Goswamis. Goswami is teaching us and our Guru Parampara coming. Prabhupada is teaching us, depending on time, place, circumstances, he made it all. But he says, basic thing, do not change. If you change, what will happen? The same thing, one devotee asked Prabhupada one day, hey, Prabhupada, we have got made such a wonderful society, nice deity, nice chanting and dancing, distributing Sankirtan, doing Sankirtan, prasad distribution, and preaching in different fields of college, university, and people in general, anybody, and everybody, yes, the brahmacharya can become top devotee. He made it open to everyone. But still, you have got many problems. He said, do you know why you have got problems? Why? You are very restless. What I give, you don't stick to it. You don't stick to it. You also don't take Maya seriously. However, your brahmacharis and those who are renounced, too much intermingling with opposite gender. Very freely. So, if you change what I gave you, it is everything is there in my book. You may ask millions of questions, but there is an ideal question and there is an ideal answer. Let all the books of the world burn into ashes all the knowledge, Bhakti Siddhanta, save and accept the Srimad Bhagavatam. It has got everything. Bhakti Siddhanta said, it has got everything. What you are supposed to ask is for our life to fulfill. To get to our destination, we have to got it. That is our goal. It's time over. Yes. So many things can be said. I don't want to be a big mouth. Please forgive me. I am simply here, not teaching you. I am trying to serve Prabhupada. That is what Prabhupada said. Many times he asked, this is Mahamaya. I said, Mahamaya, you are there? He's sitting. Say, Mahamaya saw. Not only once, few times, Prabhupada will say, hey, you get up, tell, preach, I am not preaching. Just like any father, train up son. So he will tell, many program in London, I remember, Prabhupada will go to somebody's house, which Indian's house, Prabhupada won't say, tell, hey, you speak, suddenly, you speak, I get nervous. Same thing she saw in her book, she wrote, Subhav remain silent, what's the saying? In Mahapur, then what can I do? I get nervous in front of Prabhupada, such a great personality. I get nervous. He may be also fatherly. Sometimes alone, Prabhupada is very affectionate. Take up. Such cold weather. You're crazy. Nothing here, only shot. I run and go. Call him. Took out his sweater. Put up. Fool. Like a father. Again, chastised in front of us. Won't go to Bangladesh? Why? There is fighting going on in India and Pakistan. Why? I don't have American and other devotees, maybe Brahmananda or Gargamuni has done. They won't take care of you, save your life. What? Just remain silent to Father. Don't answer. So one day I was asking Prabhupada, in front of you I cannot, shall I forget everything? Okay. What I say, I don't know. Just repeat what I say. I am here also, sir. It may somebody please you, or may somebody get upset. Why this, why that? I may answer your question, I may not. But this is my business, just repeat what Prabhupada said and try to do. I am not saying I am doing it. It also applies to me. Are you a sannyasi? Are you a Brahmin? Are you a guru? No, the authority Prabhupada said, they follow the authority in my absence. But tell, this is what Prabhupada said, you tell. Oh, this is change. I am hearing, you are telling all these things. Well, everything I don't did, I don't have this, that. I don't have laptop, but I gave up all the things. I hardly use all these things. So, but sometimes may be necessary. I try to live as simple as possible. So I don't know. I see, it's change. I see, but if it is change, Prabhupada said, what will happen? It is change. Oh, I see. Hare Krishna. Because I'm seeing, other men see, maybe guillotine is hanging over my head. And I'm in the maybe, auditorium, in the desk, you know. And others are not seeing. I may be eliminated or ostracized. Better, okay, little submissive. Big wave coming, chop up. still on there, trying to follow what he says and tell. Like a peon, you know. You like it, dislike it. But time is running out, I have to follow you also. Yes, yes. Today is Akadashi. This is a stick, we should be more chanting, more Harikatha, all this. So let us have a little discussion, I think. Then Radha, here is here. I see many of them, I see. He is here so long in Mayapur. So many others coming, new generation. Maybe they are taking very responsible position. GBC, this, that. Here is he. Also, I think Bhakti Purushottam is coming soon, is it? Swami, he is GBC, he is big gun. But, I'm a Mickey Mouse, but still become Mouse of Prabhupada.
I forgot, is 81 or 82? Wish to sit down. You are a Brahmacharya. Sit down.
Yeah.
In early days, Maharaj, you are always peaceful in Mayapur. You are sitting quietly. That's how I saw it, Maharaj. So, I remember in the evening we would sit down under a coconut tree. And one time you mentioned that story stays with me, that you were sitting next to Prabhupada and on the fasting day, because today is Ekadashi. Maybe you can tell the story that you are not feeling well, you are... And Prabhupada told you something, how to break, you don't have to...
Yeah. The Bhavananda told one day to Prabhupada, he should walk till 5 o'clock, he sometimes vomit, but he won't eat and drink and stuff. Then Prabhupada told, why you do that? Be practical, don't be crazy. Be practical. You are the important thing is service, not doing too much austerity, mechanically. That's what, so nowadays I don't do that. Try to adjust. The Krishna consciousness means harmony, adjustment, dovetailing. Make sense? Yes? Yes?
Yes?
Any other question or comment? Great artist.
Usually this comment may not be the right comment, but since you just said that story. So. In 74, I was in Calcutta in September, and then this was Chaturmas. So they came from Mayapur. It was Jayapataka, Bhavananda, and Chutananda. They had beard. So I was joking, making fun of them, because I know Prabhupada don't like beard. So they said, they ignored me like I was nothing, you know. They went up to Vrindavan. They came back clean shaved. As soon as Prabhupada saw them, he said, what is this? You become hippies? He said, no, it's Chaturmasya. He said, no, no, you want to be austere, then lie on the floor, chant more rounds. No beards. Just like I predicted. But it was funny because Prabhupada's stressing certain things. You didn't hear the superficial beard. He didn't want us to look like hippies.
I remember some of the big leaders too, they say, so, what he's saying, this guy must be our fault. I said, no, he's nice. He's not saying anything. No.
Yes. He's also Pandit. Pandit. He studies a lot, knows a lot of stuff.
He's always Pandit. He's always Pandit. He's always Pandit. And since I saw him in Mayapur, I was in Venice Beach, yes.
I just heard a story from Vishal Prabhu. He's in Miami. So he come to...
I guess.
Yeah, he's there now. So he was telling me that just as you emphasize the importance of staying in Ishkan, because I also took little detour here, there. But it was very interesting, the more I'm focusing on Srila Prabhupada's mood, it's very attractive. I didn't see that before. So by the mercy of his follower, one of the topics he said, so he was there one day and Prabhupada said,
So one leader says, well, if I don't do my service, maybe it will fall apart. And Prabhupada answered, he said, you may think, if you don't serve, you are such a big shot that ISKCON will fall apart. You may go. Somebody will come, do the same job or better. Therefore, stay and take the credit. Don't think of going. I'm like, wow.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you for coming to Alachua. I remember seeing you in Mayapur a good deal. I have a question. It's a two-part question. You were having a discussion last night in our CC reading. One is, are the demigods considered human beings in the 400,000 types of human beings? And the second part is, do demigods have karma? Are they responsible for their activities in the same way that human beings that we know are? Thank you.
Can you repeat the first one?
Within the 400,000, 8,400,000, the demigod belongs to one of the 400,000.
Are they human beings, the demigods?
I cannot distinctly right now say, this much I can say, demigods mean uddhangacchati saptastha. More one is in satagun, more he is like in the demigod platform. Whether he lives there or not, I don't know whether I am answering your question exactly. That is what is mean demigod. Janti devo pradadeva. More one has got the divine qualities, he goes upward. That means satagun. But the devotee, true devotee, supposed to be pure devotee, beyond mood of goodness. That is Vishuddha Sattva. That means he is not divine. He is in the material world, looks like, but he feels he is in the spiritual world. That is called Vishuddha Sattva. No more lusty desire. No more enviousness. All these things. Krishna Bhakta Bhavet Daiva. He has got all demigods' qualities. He is higher than demigods. Here Prabhupada is saying. He is superior than demigod in one sense. Demigods means you have got all good qualities. Uddhanga Chati Sattva. More. So Satagun. That is why there are 14 planetary systems. According to your karma or mode of goodness, more finely speaking, those who are tamagun, rajagun, become tree. Those who go to narak, narak means also becoming hog dog in that platform. Spiritual platform, Vishuddhastha, he said that when Vasudev, it's not Chakravarti Thakur, when Devaki, six sons gone, figuratively it means that when you become free from lusty desire, anger, greediness, hankering after more material temporary things, kam, krodh, lobh, moha, illusion, mob, pride, arrogance, matsajya, enviousness. It's very difficult to eradicate from our character. Time immemorial, we have got this. When you become free from this, then heart become Vishuddha Sattva, beyond mode of mixed goodness. Is actually goodness also, I have got sometime all these things. So maybe little. When you become free from this, become Vishuddha Sattva. That is Vasudeva represent for. Then Lord appears in his heart. And as he surrenders disciple, like wife, completely surrender to husband, ideal, Sati, then from his heart goes to disciple. And then Krishna appears in the heart. In other words, you have to call Krishna, it is already there, Paramatma. You have to call him, you have to clean your heart. Clean your heart. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching in Gundicha Marjan. His teaching us. I become free from all. Not even yogi wants siddhi, he doesn't want anything. But siddhi comes to him to serve. Yog siddhi. This is what I understand. Had he fall, that way I cannot tell. I can answer this way. I don't know whether it will be satisfying. And another question you ask, second one? Demigods of karma. Oh, you can see in front of us so many stories. Indra, he committed offense and he became a hog. And Boma came, Indo means that is actually just a position like president, prime minister, like that. Anybody can become, you qualify, you become that. When there is no qualified person, either ex Indra is trying, Brahma try to bring him, or sometimes Lord or Brahma take the position of Indra, something like that. You see Prabhupada's book, as far as my memory goes, I just quoting from Prabhupada's book.
So Maharaj, another thing is, in seventh canto.
Yeah, that one. It makes sense to you?
Yeah.
Indra once, again, Indra once became attacked by tuberculosis and hiding in after killing Brahmin or something, that Chitraketu or Mitrasur came and he was hiding in that lake, Manasarva, in the lake, in the lotus system. It's karma, sapkan.
Yes, there are so many examples where that happens, but the question was, are they the same as human beings? And the other person was saying, no, that Prabhupada said only in Braj Bhumi is this karma actually in effect. It doesn't really apply in the same way to the demigods as it does. And the opposing was saying, if they are considered human beings, then how could they not be responsible for their activities? And if they are responsible for their activities, I guess that would mean that they do have karma.
I only know one who is a Brahminical qualified in that way. Qualified, that is Brahmin who knows what is Brahman, realized, acting, all these things, good qualities, is almost like a demigod. And devotee means higher than that. And, man, how you see it, human being, Madhvacharya say, he is called Manushyanam. The Sanskrit word is called Manushya Nara. Manushyanam Sahasteshu, our Madhvacharya said, Prabhupada said, in one place, one, he is called a Brahmin, who is Brahminically qualified. To ask question, what is the meaning of life? Why I am suffering? Why don't want to die? Otherwise, this is all animal platform. Because he only needs it, aha nidda atra kamaitu. One is absorbing, which is most of the people are, in the mode of passion and ignorance. He thinks, I am the body, they are almost like animal. They are just called two-legged animal, dipat pasu. I will answer your question in this way. Cannot answer exactly the way, what do you mean by human being? This is human being. Then he asked question as Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami asked, athato brahma jikasa. They call me, I am a pandit. But I don't think I am a pandit. I don't know what I am. This is the beginning. Just like you can have some university, he is a master degree. Another is a master degree. But there is some difference. Yes? You study sometime, you stamp may get. But actually I have got a deeper understanding of nuclear physics. Some in India, one Rabunari, now he is staying very near to me in my room. I remember he once was brought. He used to be Arafat. I mean, real, pure Muslim. He was his guard, bodyguard. Then he became, by Prabhupada's mercy, became a devotee. Then we are using him for preaching purpose in India. Even parliamentarian coming, governor is coming to, has question answer with him. He said, I'll talk to you 5 minutes. Why you are a pure Muslim, Arab? Why we made him dressed like a pope? Like Arabian, and which have a huge number of Muslims there. And we have got guard for him also in disguise. Understand? In Calcutta and other places. Hyderabad. Parliamentarians come and ask him questions. Governor says, I don't talk to you, humanist. When he talked 5 hours, he's by Prabhupada's mercy, he's preaching to him. So I didn't change from Muslim to Hindu. Who told you? In that light, try to see. In your light, I cannot answer. I like this way. How? And he said, you can go to Harvard, just like that. So he said, in our Quran, so many things that I can ask many questions, but I don't have the answer. And Bible also. But you get Bhagavad Gita and Vedic literature, you get all the answers. So I've got a much more deeper understanding. Bible is there, Quran is there, Tripitaka there, all these. Many questions you don't answer, but Vedic literature, everything is there. You have a much deeper understanding about God. So what's harm if I tell you that? If you in Pakistan or in Arab, in university, learn about nuclear physics, you go there in Harvard, Princeton, Yale, have a deeper understanding. Is anything wrong? You study there and no knowledge. I am doing the same thing. Having more knowledge about God, deeper understanding. I don't change anything. Religion means to become, but know God, and you know, become a devotee and serve Him. That's all religion. How to render loving service? Religion means it, this thing. Not just your religion changing. One, Shaitra, I am Christian, I become Muslim. I am Hindu, become Muslim. It's changing pain. What is this? Makes sense? I don't know. In the light of Prabhupada's teachings, I answer. I don't know whether I answered it, is it clear? That could be Jambavan, that could be Monkey Hanuman, we are worshipping as our guru. He's not a human being, much higher than that. I don't know, you're judging externally. What is this?
Haribol Maharaj. So her point was there are 400,000 species of humans, but it's really human-like beings, and that includes the demigods, the demons, the apsaras, the gandharvas, the ghosts. All of these fall within that 400,000 species. And her other question was with karma, if they undergo karma. Because of karma, one becomes a demigod. But once he's a demigod, he cannot change his karma there until he comes back to the human species. Once he's there, he has to enjoy it, and he may be coarse like Indra and take the body of a hog or something. But usually, if he is in a demigod's body, he can only enjoy there. He can't change his karma until one comes to the human platform. Then he can change his karma. And my coming back to this verse here, the real point is that the demigods, even though they have a superior position, the sages are far more superior because they are giving us transcendental knowledge so that we can go back to Godhead. Whereas the demigods, they give us wealth and health and whatever way. But the sages are always in a superior position because they are showing us how to go back to God and get rid of all misery.
He's telling so many things. I lose, you know. Can you get to the, in short, what is your question? Comment. Demigods? He could say. Why kichu bolechi? He's telling so many things. What demigods are giving, sage can also give. Say, why sage will give? Why Krishna will give something, what he's asking? Your king, give me this vegetable, this, that. He'll give you the best thing. Krishna's lotus feet to serve. Apparently, this is very nice, demigod's position. Ultimately, you suffer. That's Indra. But he's in ignorance. He's a hog. He thinks, I'm happy. No, I don't want to become Indra. Is that good? Many immediately want, I want a son, this, that. Shitsaketu, king. And then Angira Rishi or whoever, he said, you, whatever God gave you, according to your past, you become happy and just do devotional service. No. You want to, want at the same time, you want ripe mango from the tree, at the same time what is falling. In other words, what materialist want, you want that, at the same time want to become a devotee and go back to Godhead. That is foolish. Lord won't give that. And sage wants to give. So, Angira Rishi told to Chitraketu, king, listen, I understand why you are unhappy. You are a father, you have got so many wives, and your husband, but you don't have any single son. You married for this purpose, putra trikyate bhajja. You are unhappy. That is your, according to your past karma, you are supposed to have. Still you want to, you want a son. Okay, but this son may give you maybe happiness, but may give much more distress, maybe. You know what I'm saying? Huh? Yeah? Sokha and harsha. You will get harsha, means ananda, and there may be, saying that at once he left. so that he can ask any more question. And later he came to console him. Didn't I tell you? This is the case example I gave. So better, ultimately what is good for us, try to become a devotee and tolerate all these things, urges. I want a son. No. We accept according to God. Does it make sense, Prabhu? He has an answer. Does it make sense to you? Ravan also had got everything, but he has not Krishna Bhakti. He worshipped Ravan, he was. When Parvati asked, he is fighting with Ram and he is losing. Then Lord Shiva said, who? And give him protection. Lord Shiva said, I cannot help him. I cannot save his life. He is against Vishnu, Krishna. Lord Ram, one who is intelligent, he only become, try to become a devotee of Krishna, Vishnu, and follow Prabhupada. Otherwise, I don't know what he has got in future, destiny. Hari Bol, thank you very much for giving your time to serve Prabhupada. Yes? Samavada Bhaktavinda ki jai, follower of Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.